lemonade? Raspberry syrup?
No.
Dry sherry. Cough drops?
No.
What's the play today?
Black Lorise.
Who's that by?
The divine Balthazar Barrow, a member of the Academy, arguably his master.
Oranges?
Milk
punch?
Oh, who's that? The nobility down here in the parterre?
That's the Marquis de Valbert, just wafting through.
Lillier?
Uh-huh.
You scribbling scoundrel. Aren't you dead yet?
Almost. You want to be introduced, my young friend?
All right.
The Baron Christian de Nouvellette. The Marquis de Valbert. Christian has just arrived from the country.
Apparently. That's right. Tomorrow morning, I join the Royal Guard.
Excuse me, Lignette. I see the Comte de Guiche waving to you.
Then go fly! I only wish he'd wave at me.
Lignette, where are you going?
I'll be next door at the tavern.
No, you're the only one who can help me. I have to see her. I am dying for her. You have to tell me who she is.
Candy, lemonade.
Look up there. Over to the right. That's where she always sits.
Goodbye for now.
You can't go.
I'll die of thirst here.
Orangey?
Oh, get away from me.
Dry sherry?
I'm going to be sick. Oh, look.
Dry sherry?
Dragono.
Who?
Tell me at once. Have you seen our friend, Cyrano?
Cyrano? No. Baron Christian de Nouvellette. May I present the divine Ragano, muse of the muffin trade.
Well, it is true. Some of our best unknown poets devour my cakes.
And for free. You are a true patron of the arts, Ragano. Furthermore, you're a poet yourself.
So Cyrano is not here? I'm astonished.
Why?
Well, isn't Montfleury appearing tonight?
Oh, yes. They're serving us another slice of that old ham. Is Cyrano a fan?
A fan? He has forbidden Montfleury to appear on any stage for one full month.
And so?
And so Montfleury is appearing.
Who is this Cyrano? I've never heard of him.
Cyrano de Bergerac? Mm. He's world famous for his very long sword.
A nobleman?
A noble soul from Gascony, a stalwart of the Royal Guard.
Oh, that's my regiment, as of tomorrow.
Aha! Here's another of Cyrano's friends, Lepre. Are you also seeking Cyrano?
Is he here? Is he armed?
We've just been painting his portrait for my young friend.
Cyrano combines the warmth of the sun with the subtlety of the moon.
Cyrano de Bergerac, that specter, that paragon, that terror of triflers from Norway to Aragon, desirous of all the birds hatched out of Gascony. Is your cause a lost one? You've only to ask, and he will rush to defend you with wit and audacity, with valor beyond mankind's normal capacity. This dreamer, whose vigor, whose kindness, whose verity are large as his nose. God forgive my temerity.
Well, he bears that nose proudly, and God help anybody who stares.
His long sword has shortened more than one man's snigger.
Well, apparently he's not putting in an appearance tonight.
Lignette, there she is.
Where?
Tell me quick, who is she?
Oh, Madeleine Robin, nicknamed Roxanne. Refined, highly intelligent.
Oh, no.
Unattached, an orphan, and cousin to the noble, nosy Cyrano.
And that man, leaning over her, leaning so close.
Come, de Guiche, huff on her scent. He's already married, so he wants Roxanne to tie the knot with that daffodil Valvert. Remember I introduced you? They tell me Roxanne is not interested, but the Comte de Guiche is a powerful man, a nephew of Cardinal Richelieu.
I know what I must do.
Where are you going?
I will march right up to that daffodil and slap his face.
Stop! Valvert's no daffodil when it comes to swordplay.
No sign of Cyrano.
I would have sworn.
Well, if we're lucky, he didn't notice Montfleury's name on the poster.
If Montfleury is lucky.
On with the show.
Thank you. Come along, Valvert. I always sit on the stage when Montfleury is depicting. He's a particular favorite.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Dry sherry.
Get away from me.
Monsieur de Guiche. Excuse.
Oh, a delectable ribbon. What's a delectable color? Kiss and tell or fond tummy?
Neither. It's pale Spaniard.
Oh, prophetic chins! There will be thousands of Spaniards turning pale when you and your regiment invade Flanders.
Yes,
will
fine.
That be soon?
Right. Well, come along, come along.
What are you looking at?
I know, my friend. He's Montfleury in the first scene. He speaks the very first speech. Oh, then Cyrano must not be here. Or we'd already hear his thunder.
Oh, thank God. I can breathe again, Lebray. I'm going home to my croissant.
From pomp and towers. Now find a happy exile midst these flowers. He who wild zephyrs gently brooms.
Swine! Prancing swine! Have I not forbidden you to appear?
What is that?
Montfleury, prince of phonies, purge the stage of your pestilence.
Cyrano!
And quite.
Oh, happy he who, far from pomp.
Hello! You doubt that I will plant a garden of contusions on your ample hind quarters?
Oh, happy he who...
Get up!
Oh, happy he...
Ah, I am beginning to lose my equanimity!
Your Excellency!
Continue, Montfleury. You have nothing to fear. A great artist is always misunderstood.
Montfleury... Oh,
have mercy.
Right. I see. Before they will take this plate of rancid ham from the table, I will have to mince it.
Monsieur,
quiet! Montfleury, you are an egregious boil on the Grecian flank of theater, and I have come to lance you.
But surely I...
I shall clap my hands three times. I shall expect your waxy old moon face to wane steadily on one and two, and on three, total eclipse.
Well, then, this fellow is intolerable.
One,
but I...
Two!
I was indeed to say, discretion is the better part of...
Three! Come back, Montfleury! I dare you!
I don't understand, Monsieur de Bergerac. What reason have you to despise the divine Montfleury?
I have two, Monsieur de Guiche, and either one sufficient cause for murder. Primo, he is a sham and a ham who croons out verses like the Rag and Bone Man instead of letting them run over his lips like limpid water. Secundo, well, that's a secret.
But you have robbed us of our divine Barreau's words.
Monsieur de Valverde, your divine Barreau is a hog who wallows in doggerel. Oh. You should thank me for this thievery.
And what about the public's money? Which the poor actors will have to refund.
Ah, now that is an intelligent reprimand, Your Excellency. Hello, backstage, take this gold. Ha! And apply it generously to the affected area. Ladies and gentlemen, the rest of this evening's performance is cancelled due to disgust. In other words, clear out!
Monsieur Lecomte, shall we be going?
Yes, this clown is no longer amusing, Valverde, even with his silly mouth. And yet, no man dares tell him so.
Oh, I do. I will, Your Excellency.
Oh, bravo, Valverde, bravo.
Monsieur de Bergerac, your, shall I call it a nose, is very large.
Very? Is that all?
Yes. That's all!
Oh, but no, it won't do, Monsieur Valvert. Your wit is as dull as it is brief. Why, you might have launched 1,000 different darts, each with its own distinct poison. Let me demonstrate. Amicably. How do you keep from drowning in your wine glass, de Bergerac? Do you have a lifeguard standing by? Metaphorically, land ahoy! A lighthouse! A cape! A promontory! A peninsula! Pedagogically! And let us guess the contents of this strange parcel. Is it a box of pencils or a shaving kit? Whimsically, I see you're a bird lover, sir, and provide an ample perch for passing flocks. Tenderly, allow me to attach this parasol so the thing doesn't get a sunburn. Casually, I'd like to have that in my hallway to hang hats on. Biblically, is that a nosebleed or the parting of the Red Sea? Rustically, Lord have mercy, what fertilizer did you use to grow a turnip that size? Militaristically, cannon, prepare to fire! All of these witty and pithy remarks you might have made, you bit of fluff, if you had either wit or pith. But a more witless and pithless piece of earth I have never encountered!
Time to go, Valvert.
No, I won't tolerate such arrogance from the scarecrow without gloves, without rings or rosettes or even a beauty spot.
My accessories are spiritual, monsieur. My prose is more polished than your mustache.
Charlatan! Cretin! Foul offspring of a deceased mother!
Enchanté. And I am Cyrano Savinien, Hercule de Bergerac. This always happens when I'm quiet too long. It is a part of me which must have exercise.
Which part?
This one!
Happy to oblige,
mother.
Guilty as charged. And as such, while I sharpen my blade on yours, I shall improvise a ballad.
What?
A ballad. Don't you know what that is? A ballad is composed of 3 stanzas of 8 lines each.
Wow.
Plus a final chorus of 4. I shall compose my ballad line by line, and as I strike the final verse, you're mine.
En garde!
No! Wait! Ballad of a battle in the Hotel de Bourgogne between Cyrano de Bergerac and a figment of his imagination. I toss my old hat aside and shrug off my threadbare cape. The crowd's eyes are open wide, and many a mouth is agape, as I take my sword by its nape, to show off its form so fine. From this, there is no escape, for tonight, Valvert, you are mine! Too bad you chose to deride this vicious old Bergerac ape, whose teeth are as hard as his hide. Yet when you are dead, I will drape your corpse with the finest of crepe, so that all know your taste was divine. Though you should have avoided a scrape with the master, for now, you are mine! I must now find a sharp rhyme for pride. Valvert, you're as red as a grape. Is that ardor or terror inside? What began as a lark, as a jape, now concludes with a rout, with a rape, with your virginal courage supine as a puddle on honor's landscape. Turn around, little girl. You are mine. Final chorus. It's a shame, sir, to alter a shape as refined, as expensive as thine. But to spare you life's endless red tape, I will edit you. There! You are mine.
Valvert! You bring it on to my house.
Monsieur de Guiche, you should teach your friend better manners. or better swordsmanship.
Monsieur de Bergerac, I concentrate on teaching my enemies. Come along. Watch his head.
Oh, my God. Well, you made a meal of that, little duel.
Unfortunately not, Lebray. I'm starving. I haven't eaten for 2 days.
So eat.
I am starving, but I am now also penniless.
Monsieur, our hero deserves his dinner. The buffet is still quite fresh. Please, help yourself.
I will take a little nourishment. Perhaps a grape. Just one.
Please. Oh. Can't I offer you more than that?
Oh, yes. Half of this fine macaroon.
You're a madman. In one evening, your arrogance has earned you a whole new regiment of enemies.
Really? How many would you guess I earned just this evening?
Dozens.
Montfleury
and all his fans. The Comte de Guiche and his uncle, Cardinal Richelieu, Valvert's entire family.
Stop, Lebray, you're flattering me.
Tell me, why do you hate Montfleury so?
That gargoyle, with his belly so broad he can't fold his arms over it, nevertheless fancies himself a lady killer, and even as he massacres the poet's text, he rolls his toad's eyes over the ladies in the upper gallery. I have loathed him ever since one evening he dared to roll them toward her. Oh, God, it was like seeing a slug drool on a rose.
What? I can't believe...
But I can love. I can love.
You've never said a word. Am I allowed to ask?
Her name? Fate has forbidden me to hope even for a homely woman's love. With this nose which precedes me wherever I go by a quarter of an hour. And for whom would I love? The most beautiful woman on earth. The bravest. The brainiest.
Dear God, is this woman mortal?
To see her smile is to spy on paradise. She sheds radiance, dispenses divinity with a toss of her hand.
You mean... Of course, your cousin, Madeleine Robin.
She is called Roxane.
Well, now, you love her. Tell her so. She was here this evening. She saw you in all your mad glory.
But look at me, Lebray. How much room for hope does this nose leave me? I have no illusions. No, that's a lie. Sometimes for an entire minute, when the evening has put on her blue shawl and the air puts on her sweetest perfume, then this powerful nose of mine seizes all of April. Look in the silver moonlight. A woman is strolling arm in arm with her beloved. And I dream that there is someone arm in arm with me. And we too are leaving footprints in the moonlight. I am happy. I forget. Until I see the shadow, my profile on the garden wall.
Still, you might be surprised. Love has no logic.
Monsieur, someone is asking for you.
Great God, a chaperone.
My lady Roxane wishes to know when she might speak with her famous cousin in private.
In private? Great God.
Tomorrow, in the first blush of dawn, she will go to early mass at St. Roch.
Oh, God in heaven!
Where can she meet you after?
Where? She... At the bakery, Ragueneau's shop.
Oh, a sweet rendezvous. The address?
The address. Great God in heaven.
Number 14, Rue Saint-Honoré.
She'll be there. Good night, monsieur.
Good night.
Monsieur.
She'll be,
Sweet rendezvous!
7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I like this mood better.
Now I will be frantic and fantastical. Now I require a whole army to test my vitality. I have 10 hearts and 20 hands. I will no longer duel with dwarfs like Valvert. Send in the giant!
There now! Oh, help me!
What now, Lignière? What happened?
I received a premonitory pistol. 100 brutes have been sent to finish me off. And why? For song. Look, here's the note. Grave peril. Peril lies in your path tonight at the Bordenelle. But there's no other way for me to get home. Oh,
Let me sleep over at your place here and I'll, on the floor, on the window ledge.
Only 100 of these paltry assassins.
They were sent by whom?
The Comte de Guiche.
The Guiche again. Liniere, you shall sleep at home tonight.
But there's 100.
I know, Liniere. I outnumber them. So I shall go gently with them at first. And is it understood? No one must lift a finger to help me. Porter, open the gates.
Behold my Paris, dreaming, dancing, submerged to its blue towers in the blue current of moonlight. A setting especially designed for our adventure. And down there, under her drapery of mist, the Seine lies waiting, a mirror which reflects and absorbs the mysteries of men. Come along.
The spectacle is about to begin.
To the port! Port!
Oh, Port de Nel!
To the Port de Nel!
Does it seem strange? His Excellency de Guiche sends 100 cutthroats against one poor drunken poet. It is not strange. It is a minimal defense when that poet is a friend of Cyrano de Bergerac.
Good morning, Monsieur Ragueneau.
Good morning, my child. What would you like?
3 raisin tarts, please, to smuggle into school.
Yeah, that brings back memories. Raisin tarts. Certainly. Fresh as the morning. And oh, gee, that's hot. Hot. I'll wrap them in one of my saleable poems, and I will throw in a free croissant if you promise to read my poetry while you devour my pastry.
I promise.
Well, there you are.
Thank you, monsieur.
And don't forget...
Ragueneau.
Oh, bravo. Achilles arrives with a rosy-fingered dawn.
What time is it?
It's 6:45.
6:45.
All of Paris is talking about it.
What?
The battle in the Hotel de Bourgogne.
That little skirmish.
That skirmish in perfect stanzas.
Ragueneau, what time is it?
Still 6:45. What's wrong with your hand?
Oh, nothing. I got careless with my sword last night.
With that daffodil, Valvaire?
Oh, of course not. Later, at the Porte de Nel.
Bravo! 2 sockers in one night.
Ragueneau, I'm waiting for a certain party. If my certain party shows up, will you give us some privacy?
My shop is yours. But my little tribe of poets will be showing up soon for their breakfast.
Could you whisk them into the other room when I give you the signal?
I can try. You know how poets are.
Almost 7. Ragueneau, do you have a pen and some paper?
Of course. You might as well ask, do I have a pastry brush and a cookie sheen?
Thanks. I will write it, I'll seal it, I'll hand it to her and go. Coward! But I know if I try to speak to her to tell her, I will choke. What time is it?
It's over.
Oh, never mind. I'll write down 2 or 3 words of the 1,000 which sing inside of me. To the dearest...
Fairest. Uh-oh, here comes my scrawny little tribe of geniuses.
Oh, 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 it smells good in your den. Oh, it would have been here sooner, but there was a traffic jam at the Porte de Nel.
A veritable host of the curious, inspecting what is left of 8 hired assassins.
Quiet! I feel such love. Yes. And your eyes.
One man alone against a numberless foe.
Your eyes.
Daggers, hatchets, clubs.
From one who loves.
Just 1 moment, my friends.
And waits.
Almost ready.
There. No need for a signature. From my hand, my heart. To hers.
Ragueneau, you're a genius.
And I'm sure you've been cooking up some tasty new morsels of poetry, too.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've just finished a little recipe in rhyme.
Oh, I did it!
Ode to an almond tart. Whip as though they'd done a crime, 6 good eggs of equal size. Add thereto some zest of lime, a froth of almond milk sublime, and proceed to synthesize.
Monsieur Cyrano? Oh, there you are. We're here. Are you ready for us?
One moment, please, madame. Ragueneau.
My friend.
Now is the time.
Well, I'll do my best. My dear colleagues, if we may adjourn to the adjoining room.
What about your latest creations out here, Ragueneau? Fresh from the...
I'll bring them with you, as many as you like.
Oh,
now, monsieur?
Now. Great God.
Are we too early, my dear cousin?
A beautiful woman is never too early, Roxanne. Please. Sit. Madame, do you have a healthy appetite?
Ooh, yes, for anything soft and sweet.
Excellent. Look, here are two sonnets by my friend Ragueneau.
Oh, dear, that's not the sort of soft and sweet I meant.
No, but look, I'm wrapping them around three almond tarts.
Ooh, a definite improvement.
And how do you feel about puff pastry?
Oh, when it's puffed up with a double cream, I am a fanatical fan.
Here, then, feed your fanaticism with these six, eight, which I'm wrapping up in more sticky sentiments from my friend the baker. And this trim little sonnet is still ample enough to fit around a handful of eclairs.
Oh.
Great God! There is nothing like piping fresh pastry.
No, nothing.
When consumed in the open air.
Oh.
Go, sit on that little bench under that little lime tree and indulge yourself, madame.
Outside?
Indeed, and don't come back till you've made every morsel of sweetness disappear.
Oh.
Roxanne, this is a blessed hour. You have at long last recognized my ongoing existence. You have even sought me out to tell me?
Well, first of all, to thank you. That puppet, that fop, whom you pricked and poeticized out of existence last night, was the mouthpiece of a larger and wickeder man, a professed admirer of mine.
De Guiche.
Just so. He wanted Valvert to marry me.
Because he couldn't himself, I know.
And also, I wanted to tell you a secret which is impossible to share, except when I recall you as the young man, almost a brother to me, who lit up my childhood visits to his home. In the gardens, by the lake.
You used to visit Bergerac every summer.
Your sword was a willow switch in those days.
I used it to cut corn silk so that your dolls would not go bald.
I commanded, and you obeyed.
Queen Roxanne in her short, ruffled skirts. You were called Madeleine in those days.
Beautiful Queen Madeleine.
Yes, you insisted on being beautiful.
I remember one time you cut your hand and came running to me trying not to cry. So Queen Madeleine became Mother Madeleine, putting on a grown-up voice. How did you manage to damage yourself this time? What? No, I can't believe it. Again?
Oh, it's nothing.
Here, show me at once. Cyrano, at your age, how did you manage to damage yourself this time?
An innocent entertainment later last night at the Porte de Nesle.
Sit down here. Let's have a look.
Oh, here I am, Mother Madeleine.
I'll just tidy this up a little. Meanwhile, you can tell me how you did it. Did they gang up on you?
Only 100 or so.
Oh, tell me.
It's of no importance. Scoundrels against poets are the usual business of life. But you said you do have something important, something you can tell only to an almost brother?
Yes, now I can. The past has drawn me out with its perfume. I can tell you my secret. Briefly, I have fallen in love.
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't know. But I would like for him to know soon.
Uh-huh.
I think he loves me too, but he is like a big child. He'll never confess. Don't take your hand away. Dear God, you're burning up. But I think, I know that I have seen that confession trembling on his lips.
Uh-huh.
He's still now. It's only my handkerchief. And, dear brother of mine, can you believe it? He's a soldier, too. In the Royal Guards, just like you.
Uh-huh.
His face is like yours, burning with spirit and imagination. He is proud and noble and fearless and young and beautiful.
Beautiful?
Yes. What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing. It's only this fatal wound. You wound your handkerchief a little too tightly.
Oh. Well, I'm in love, and I've only seen him a few times, always at the theater.
You've never spoken to him.
My eyes have spoken to his.
And you say he's in the guards? What's his name?
The Baron Christian de Neuvillette.
Never heard of him. He's not in my regiment.
Oh, yes, he is, as of this morning.
Monsieur de Bergerac, every morsel has disappeared.
Well then, for God's sake, go read Ragueneau's poetry. Good Queen Roxane, you love beautiful actions, beautiful words. Suppose your Christian is a dunce, a savage.
Oh, no. His hair curls like Lancelot's in all the illustrations.
But what if he's as ill-spoken as he is well-coiffed?
No. His words will be as powerful as his glance. I know that.
Well, then, suppose his words are as overwhelming as his mustache, but he is, nevertheless, a scoundrel.
Then I shall die. That's all. No more questions.
So you summoned me to tell me this. I don't understand. I cannot help you.
I think you can. Yesterday, someone scared me, reminding me about your regiment, that virtually all of you are from Gascony.
And that we're not very nice to newcomers, especially if they are not from Gascony. We can make their lives a living hell.
Just so. And can you imagine how scared I was for Christian?
I can imagine. And you should be scared.
But then I thought, you were so huge and invincible yesterday, putting Valvert and De Guiche to shame, chastising that whole unruly mob. So I thought if you wanted to, even your brother Gascons are terrified of you.
You want me to defend your little baron newcomer?
If you defend him, you're defending me.
Yes. All right.
You will be Christian's friend.
I will.
You will promise to keep him out of trouble.
I promise.
I do love you so much. But I have to go now. You have my handkerchief as a memento and a reminder to stay out of trouble. But you never told me about your midnight battle at the Porte de Nesle. It must have been magnificent. Tell Christian that he must write to me. Oh, I do love you.
Yes, I know.
Was it really 100 against 1? I have to say goodbye now. We really are brother and sister.
I know.
So, the poets have consumed my entire inventory, and they've staggered out the back way looking for the nearest tavern. Is your little conference all over?
It is all over.
Cyrano! Good morning, my good friend.
Good morning.
Our friend, our hero, the beast of the Porte de Nesle. The whole regiment of it has been searching for you.
Please, not now.
What's the matter, Cyrano? We want to celebrate.
Not now.
Our hero's in hiding over here. Oh.
In a black mood.
What?
God, please.
The minions of Mars invade the domain of Apollo.
God's eye!
God's teeth!
God's death! God's life!
God's mercy, you're not all from Gascony.
Everyone,
Master Baker.
And are you all of noble birth?
Everyone!
Oh, God, and I have no more goodies to offer you.
Look, there's our Cyrano!
Thank you, Baron.
Astonishing, my brother.
Oh, thank you, Baron.
Let me give you a hug.
Thank you,
me
Baron.
Too. Here.
Not so tight, Baron. But what about Roxane? Nothing. You look sick. You're not going to faint? In front of this mob, I don't faint, Lebray. I cause people to faint.
Cyrano, our hero, we are waiting.
For what?
The history of the massacre at the Porte de Nesle.
Yes. Let's have a rousing tale of magnificent mayhem for the education of our new baby. our newest recruit. Meet our hero.
Don't shake hands with him, Cyrano. He wasn't born anywhere near
Gascony. Don't worry about me. I can keep my nose clean.
Monsieur de Neuvillette, this is your first and most important lesson. There is a certain facial feature which we never mention in this regiment. Never! You might as well mention rope to a hanged man's widow.
What? You never say no?
No, we never do. He once exterminated 3 lawyers merely because they talked through their...
Woe to the man who sneezes, who sniffles in a manner that might be thought sarcastic. His hanky foreshadows his shroud.
Please, Cyrano, we're all pins and needles.
It's time, Cyrano.
The massacre!
Well, then. A massacre last night. Picture this. I moved swiftly and confidently, along with Lebray and Lignier, toward the appointed place. My only other companion, the moon, which slipped like a silver watch out of the blue vest pocket of the sky.
Oh.
But then, just as suddenly, a cloud, like a huge gray silk handkerchief, wrapped itself round the silver watch, and the night was all blue, blue-black again. You know how dark it is near the Porte de Nesle.
Yes.
I could not see.
Your nose in front of you.
Who is that boy?
He's a newcomer to our regiment as of this morning.
A newcomer?
Yes, he's a baron, too, though not from Gascony. Christian de Neuvillette.
Christian. Good. Good, I should be good.
I was saying, God's death! I could not see a thing. I walked along thinking to myself, here I am, about to face a gaggle of many cutthroats, substitutes sent by the cowardly Comte de Guiche, just so that he might...
keep his nose clean.
No!
So that he might avoid bad publicity. And yet here goes old Cyrano again, I said to myself, ready as usual to...
stick his nose in.
Ready
to intervene between the lion and the mouse. Even though I know De Guiche's uncle is Cardinal Richelieu, who has the power to flatten me with one mighty blow of his
nose.
Of his mighty claw. And so I walked on to the barricades, sons of Gascony, and knew what must be done. Cyrano, forward march. When all of a sudden, I heard hundreds of footsteps racing toward me across the bridge.
Up your nose.
The footsteps were drowned in a rattle of swords, as I found myself...
Nose to nose!
God's thunder! Chin to chin! With 100 of those reeking villains, they had been fortifying themselves with cheap gin by the...
Noseful? Oh.
By the gallon. I sprang upon them, always careful to protect...
Your nose? Oh.
My back. I sprang, I disemboweled, too, with a single thrust. Another I pinned to the wall like a poster. One assassin I speared through his earring, and another through...
his nose ring?
God's great belly! Get out! All of you! Everybody, out! Leave me alone with this puppy.
There won't be enough luck for that boy to put on a biscuit.
Well, you too, Regalo! Everybody, out! Let me give you a hug.
What?
You have courage. Foolish courage, but I like that.
You do.
In you, I do. I am her brother.
Whose brother?
Hers. Roxanne's.
Hers? You are her brother?
Almost. The closest of cousins.
And she has already...
told me everything.
Does she love me?
Well, I'll let her answer that.
Oh, I am so happy. How can you forgive me? You can't imagine how much I admire your
my nose.
Should I apologize to a fellow officer in writing?
No, thank you, fellow officer. But Roxanne will expect a letter no later than this evening.
I'm doomed.
Why?
I might as well use the pen to cut my throat.
What are you talking about?
When it comes to words, I am an idiot.
You are not an idiot, tossing all those insults in my path.
Words of anger, those come naturally. Words of warfare. But when my adversary, I mean my quarry, is a woman, I instantly become an imbecile. I trade my soul for an ounce of eloquence.
Good. I'll trade you mine, tons of it, in exchange for your visual appeal. Together, we add up to one perfect storybook hero.
I don't understand.
If I taught you my wit, could you repeat it? Like a parrot?
Are you suggesting that...
Well, you're only scared of disappointing the peerless Roxanne. So am I. Therefore, let us join forces and depend on delighting her. Pour into her all that she desires to hear from my lips to your lips to her ears.
And what will you get out of all this?
What will I? It will amuse me. And perhaps I will write a comedy about it one of these days. Shall we... complete one another, my young friend. You will feel free to approach her with me as your friendly shadow.
But you said she expects a letter this evening. How can I supply...
Here. All done. As requested.
What is this?
Roxanne's letter. You just put your name at the bottom and hers at the top.
My name at the...
Don't worry, it's perfect. It's as perfect as you are.
But how could you...
Oh, we poetic types always have an assortment of sweet thoughts tucked away in our pockets, our hatbands, our boot tops. So what if we lack women of flesh and blood? We can conjure them out of the air. But when you sign your name and hers, the sentiments become flesh.
But shouldn't we revise it to make it fit Roxanne?
It is addressed to the bravest, the brainiest, the most beautiful woman on earth. How could she think it was meant for anyone but her?
Oh, my dearest friend.
Oh, go on now. Deliver your letter and receive your reward.
Shall I send the boys back in so you can continue your heroic story?
No, please don't. I'll sneak out the back way. I despise the adulation of men. Hoxton.
Ready yet? We're already late.
Almost.
Oh, they'll have started without us. Tonight, Madame Clomere is lecturing on the topic unrequited love.
Unrequited love? What is that?
Oh, good evening, monsieur.
Good evening. Has Roxanne seen her beloved today? And does she still find him...
As beautiful in his soul as in his physical manifestation? Yes, she does. Good evening, cousin.
Beautiful in his soul?
Even more beautiful than you.
No doubt.
Sometimes he seems to get lost. The muse deserts him for a moment. But then she comes back and he utters perfection.
In his letters?
They're best of all. I harvest all my heart and send it to you, yet it is constantly renewed. I do not know how unless you are constantly transplanting the seed of love. In the furrows of my breast.
Ah. Bad. Bad. Perhaps a bit obvious.
Wait, listen to this.
You know all his letters? Heart?
Every one. He's a genius.
You think so?
A genius.
As you wish.
Here's the Comte de Guiche. We'd better get you inside, Monsieur Cyrano.
You understand, Cyrano.
He loves you. I understand that.
Quickly, Monsieur, disappear.
Monsieur de Guiche. I was just going out.
Really? Well, I only came to say farewell.
Are you going away?
Oh, yes, to the war. I leave tonight. I have been named Supreme Commander of the campaign against Arras. And part of my contingent is the Royal Guard.
The Royal Guard?
Which includes your bizarre cousin Cyrano, that chronic wordsmith. Commanding him into battle should provide me with a little sport.
All the Royal Guard is leaving for the front?
Oh, yes.
Christian?
What did you say?
Leaving. Tonight? Oh, God, this is terrible. We've hardly begun to know one another.
Well, I thought my departure might make you realize what you might be losing. Too late, alas.
And so... you will get even with Cyrano by sending him into battle?
Does that worry you?
It's pointless.
Uh-huh.
You will thrive on it. You'll be doing him a favor. But I know something that would literally destroy him.
Oh, tell me.
If you left him and his whole regiment behind, twiddling their thumbs here at home while the rest of you march off to immortal glory, that would be divine revenge on a man like him.
Oh, the feminine mind. Only a woman can invent such exquisite torture.
A vengeance worthy of you, monsieur.
So, you're not totally immune to me, then? Why else would you help me concoct such a delicious revenge? It must be a gesture of love.
Believe me, it is.
Look here. The king's own mandate for each regiment departing for Arras. Let us subtract just one of them. This one. Addressed to the Royal Guard. I'll just forget to deliver that one. There, Monsieur Cyrano. I have extinguished your victory torch before it was ever lit. Oh, you don't object to the occasional vicious prank?
Not when victim richly deserves it.
Well, tonight, it's just too cruel to leave you at the very moment when I feel Venus nudging you in my direction. Listen carefully. Just a few steps down there, the Rue d'Orléans, there's a monastery founded by Athanasius, supreme commander of the Capuchins. No man of the world may enter, but the good fathers would not dare turn me away. I mean, I've concealed more than one scheme behind their ample skirts. Now, everyone will think I've gone off to war, but I'll hide out there and then come to you in disguise.
But this city of Arras must be besieged.
Oh, the city of Arras is not going anywhere, I assure you.
We must think of your supreme glory.
Oh, yes, of course, I understand. Say no more. I go to the war. Are you happy now?
Oh, yes, my dearest friend.
Farewell, Roxanne.
Oh, yes, my dearest friend.
Not a word about this to Cyrano. It really is cruel to deprive him of his war. Cousin Cyrano? We'll be at Madame Clomier's.
If we haven't already missed out on unrequited love.
Run along, cousin. Don't keep your overeducated monkeys dangling.
Oh, look, Roxanne. The new door knocker's in the shape of Athena's head. Roxanne?
Coming. Cyrano, ask Christian to wait.
Of course.
Tonight I will ask him to improvise. Speak of love, I'll tell him. Speak freely and with genius.
Oh, God, no.
Christian.
Good. You're right on time. Prepare to memorize every word.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No. I'll wait for Roxanne right here, alone.
Have you been drinking? You've got only a few minutes.
No, I'm not drunk. I have a few words of my own to say, and I'll hold her so close to me there'll be no room for words between us.
Good night, madame. Again, my apologies. Christian, you're here. Look, night has fallen. It's springtime. We're alone. How sweet the air smells. We can sit quietly here for hours beneath the jasmine. Only the sound of your sweet voice. I'm listening.
I love you.
Yes, that is the thread. Now, embroider.
I love you so much.
I know that. Continue.
Continue? I'm so happy if you love me, too. Do you love me, Roxanne?
Tell me, how do you love me?
How? Very much.
Please, take me deep into the maze of your emotions.
Oh, your throat is so kissable.
Christian!
Don't you know that
you love me? Yes, I do. Good night.
Please don't go.
Pleasant dreams.
Help me.
I don't think so.
Look, up there.
Her window.
She's up there, terribly disappointed, and I'm down here dying.
Shh, die more quietly.
I'm dying.
Maybe there is a way. Stand over there, monsieur. I'll speak my own lines.
What?
No, directly in front of her balcony. Oh. I'll stand underneath, in the shadows, and prompt you.
Prompt me?
Quiet. What? Now call to her.
Roxanne.
She'll never hear that.
Roxanne!
Yes, she'll hear that.
Oh. Who is it? Who's down there?
Me.
Me?
Christian.
What do you want now?
I must speak with you.
No.
Come out. A little further so I can see you.
Go away.
Have pity.
No. And don't tell me again that you love me.
The truth is... I invited this love into my soul.
I invited this love into my soul.
When it was still an infant.
A little better.
Now you and I have overnourished it. And the little brute has learned.
To
snap my heartstrings for
sport.
Better still. But if your love is growing into a monster, shouldn't it be stifled?
I have been desperate enough. To attempt it. But young as...
No, I only...
This is too complicated.
But what?
Shh. I have to be both your voice and your words.
But she'll notice.
No, she won't. I won't let her.
Where did you go? Answer me. Why are you so awkward tonight?
Because it is night. And my words must stumble forward like blind things till they find the shelter of your ear.
The night does not blind my words.
No. They go directly to their destination because they travel nonstop to my heart. Mine must climb, and that takes time.
Well, do you feel that I'm speaking to you from such a great height?
So great that a hard word dropped by you might kill me on the spot.
I'll come down to you then.
No.
Then you should stand out there where I can see you.
No.
Why not?
Let me for once enjoy the thrill of speaking freely, tenderly, without seeing you.
Without seeing me?
Yes, just think. It's perfect. You're scarcely visible to me. Your white springtime gown, swathed in the blue-black mantle of night. And I'm only a voice, and you are only a point of light. Do you feel the magic in that? I may have spoken beautifully to you in the past.
You know that you have.
But I have never, until tonight, used the exact words which my heart dictates.
Why not?
Because I have been forced to speak through...
Through what?
Through the whirlwind which your eyes... stir up inside me. But now, in this blessed darkness, I feel that I'm speaking to you for the first time.
Yes, even your voice has changed.
All of me has changed. This darkness is my armor, so that I'm brave enough to tell you at last. Oh, to tell you, I don't know everything. Forgive my stupidity. This is all so sweet, so new.
So new?
So new to speak the truth freely. But then, my heart says, be careful. She may laugh at you.
Oh, why would I laugh?
Because I am too ambitious. You know that my heart is as proud as it is forward. I reach up to heaven to pull down a star. But then I stop and say, don't be ridiculous. Reach up and gather her some jasmine. That's as much as you can manage.
Jasmine makes a sweet gift.
No. Tonight is that star or nothing.
You have never spoken to me like this.
Why must we slake our thirst, sipping distilled sentiments from old-fashioned cups? Let us lie down in the riverbed and drink the flood as it passes over us.
But what about subtlety?
Don't you sense that the moment must surely come, and perhaps it has come for us tonight, when we realize that subtle words can only taint the taste which passes from soul to soul?
And... if that moment is now, what clean new words will you feed me?
Everything. Everything. Your name is suspended in my heart like the tongue inside a bell. Your presence, even the thought of you, agitates the bell and it cries out, Roxanne, love itself. Love itself has invaded me in all its painful grandeur. To buy your happiness, I would sell all of mine.
Do you begin to understand now how much I owe you? I am speaking and you are listening. My words fly up towards you and get tangled in the trembling leaves. Yet somehow they reach you, and you tremble too. You tremble, and oh, the beloved shudder of your touch runs back to me the length of this branch of jasmine.
Yes, I tremble, I weep, I love. You drink me in, and I am drunk.
Let death come now, this drunkenness. I am drunk with the wine that has caused it. No one but me. There is no more for me to demand.
Except a kiss.
What?
No.
You demand a kiss?
I do.
You're so clumsy.
But if she's drunk, why not ask her?
Shh.
Yes, I demand it. But in the same instant, my soul rebukes me and says, you're so clumsy.
So you don't really want it?
I do. I demand it without deserving it. Your chastity chastens me. Therefore, I demand a kiss and pray that you will refuse.
You shut up, Christian.
What's going on down there?
I am rebuking myself for my audacity. Shut up, Christian.
Listen.
Someone's coming. It's a monk.
Yes, a little capuchin. Good evening, little father. Can I help you?
Oh, perhaps I'm looking for the residence of Mademoiselle... Wait a minute.
Mademoiselle, wait a minute?
No, no, no. It's written on the letter. In letters. Mademoiselle Madeleine Robin. That's it.
What does he want her for?
Shh. It's up that way. Bear to the right and just keep going.
Oh, God bless you, my son. I'm going to say a rosary on your behalf as I go along.
God grant you wisdom, little father. If he has any to spare.
I want that kiss, Cyrano.
You don't deserve it.
Maybe not, but sooner or later...
I know. Destiny has taken over, and only your pale mustache can brush away the question trembling on her lips.
Are you there? And do you still demand...
A kiss! It's a sweet word. I feel it blushing on your cheek. Why not let it blossom on your lips?
But I...
Do not despise the kiss. Once upon a time, the Queen of France herself offered one to an Englishman without losing her head.
Yes, to the Duke of Buckingham.
Just so.
Climb the castle wall now and claim your prize.
Christian, climb and claim.
Claim this infinity.
Claim.
This communion.
Claim.
I don't deserve
this
it.
This pulse rising from the heart.
Climb and claim, you imbecile.
Yes. Yes, Roxanne.
Dear God, what's that? Like fox teeth in my heart. A feast of love prepared by the dog beneath the table. I run to gobble up any scraps they drop. Well, my heart will not go completely hungry. On his beautiful lips, Hoxan devours my beautiful words. Enough.
Who's there? En garde!
Who is it?
I was passing by, and is that you up there, Christian? Roxanne?
Cyrano? Oh,
good evening, brother.
Good evening, sister.
I'm coming right down. I need to speak with both of you.
Cyrano, why did you interrupt?
It's not just me. It's him, too.
Who? Oh, not again.
Good evening again, little father.
So you lied to me. The house is right here in front of us.
Is it?
Mademoiselle, Madame Robin... Please.
Oh, Robin. You said Rodin before.
No, I didn't. Ban. B-I-N. Ban!
I am Mademoiselle Robin. What is it, Father?
A letter for you from a very distinguished gentleman.
At this hour? Let's see.
From De Guiche.
I'll murder him.
Let's see. Mademoiselle, my troops...
Except for the royal guards... have buckled on their patriotism and departed. Everybody believes I am with them, but I am not yet. I have disobeyed you, and I'm hiding in the Capuchin Monastery. I will come to you soon. My herald is this benighted monk who knows absolutely nothing. I remain your naughty, but I hope forgivable admirer, adorer, adulator.
Father, this letter concerns you as well.
Really?
Listen, mademoiselle, you must give in to the wishes of my uncle, Cardinal Richelieu, to accept the blessing of this holy man on your marriage to the homely but honest Christian. The nuptial ceremony must take place at your home, in secret, within the next half hour. Resign yourself to him. God himself will surely bless this union, made not for love, but for France. And rest assured, mademoiselle, you will always retain the respect of your admirer, adorer, adulator, etc.
The cardinal's nephew wrote that? Oh, a message from him is as sacred as a bull from the Pope.
I'm an excellent reader, am I not?
Excellent.
Inspired.
This is a dreadful imposition, but I know my duty.
And I assume you are Monsieur Christian?
I'm sure you do. No, he is Christian.
But I thought the letter said...
Oh, the letter! Wait! I overlooked a postscript. And please donate generously to the Holy Monastery for all its good works.
The congregation is a sage and saintly man worthy of his uncle. Resign yourself, child, to loveless but laudable marriage with this one.
Resign yourself, Roxanne.
I am resigned, monsieur. Let's go in and get it over with.
This way, little father.
No, no. Your duty is to stay out here and keep De Guiche at bay.
Understood.
But we need at least... Father, how long will you require to bless us?
Oh, 15 minutes or so.
Leave it to me. He shall not pass.
Monsieur Christian, I am yours.
So be it. Now, how to amuse the unamusable for 15 minutes or so. I shall improvise. And here comes the great De Guiche, I think, right on cue.
If that monk has made a mess of this, I'll have him defrocked.
I recognize that voice. What if he recognizes mine? Wait, I'll retune myself and fall upon him from a great height. Now, Cyrano, climb and declaim.
Climb and declaim. This must be her house, isn't it? Oh, I'm blind as a bat in this damn disguise. What in God's name? You nearly fell on me.
From the moon.
From what
time is it?
Are you hurt?
What time? What year? What place? What planet?
Are you conscious?
If I'm alive, it's a miracle.
Monsieur.
Like a bomb I dropped from the moon.
Oh, no. Let's not be silly. Now, please, let me pass.
From the moon. You think I mean that metaphorically, don't you? No! Huh? There I was, way up there, clinging to that saffron-colored ball.
Oh, really? Oh, fascinating. Excuse me.
But where am I? Don't hide the truth from me. Is this the Earth, or some other magnetic globe which drew me by the attraction of my leaden posterior?
Yes, well, I don't really wish to discuss...
God's whiskers! Your face is hideous, as the demons in my storybook!
Oh, you mean this mask?
Have I fallen into hell? Are you employed here?
It's only a mask, see?
Mask?
Hmm.
Are you dressed up for carnival?
No. Rendezvous with a young lady.
A rendezvous? And this must be Paris.
That's good. Oh, that's good. I'll remember that.
Are you laughing at me?
Not at all. No, but if you'll excuse me.
Oh, I have landed in Paris. Sorry if I'm behaving strangely. I just arrived by moonbeam.
Oh.
I'm not used to the oxygen yet. You can't imagine how stardust clouds one's vision. These stains on my boots from wading through the Milky Way. And a long red hair from a comet's tail, probably.
Oh, now look.
Did you know the dog star lost all his teeth? And if Virgo remains intact, then I am no true man.
Oh.
But I shall write all this down, and it's sure to be a bestseller when people see that I've used sunspots for periods and shooting stars for exclamation points.
I'll rush right out and buy a copy. But now, I really must...
You must know how I got up there in the first place. By a method which I invented myself.
Oh.
In fact, I have personally invented 6 separate and distinct means of space travel.
6.
First, I strip myself naked as a newt and drape myself in crystals, filled to the brim with the first tears of the morning, so that when I expose myself to the rising sun, it sniffs me upward as it does the dew at dawn.
Right. Well, that's one means.
Second, I strap myself to a cedar cylinder, inside which I expand oxygen by means of a single beam of light and an arrangement of icosahedral mirrors. And up I float!
That's 2.
Third,
I seclude myself in a metal shop and construct a gigantic metal grasshopper, which I feed on a diet of saltpeter until its natural processes of digestion and elimination propel it and me, clinging to its back, into the blue pastures of the stars.
Well, that's three.
Fourth, I increase my smoking habit. Fifth, knowing how the full moon agitates the blood of beasts, I baptize myself in the same and am agitated into orbit.
Well, that's five.
Sixth, stretching myself out on a thin platform of steel, I throw a sizable magnet into the air. This is perhaps my simplest yet most brilliant method. The platform flies up to meet the magnet, which I then seize and toss skyward again, etc., etc., etc.
Very good, that's six. Congratulations. Six charming ways to travel. Which of the six will you use for your next ethereal voyage?
Oh, I have a seventh.
Well, do tell me. What is that?
Can't you guess?
No.
The tides!
Oh.
Method seven! Having determined the exact hour of their turning, I stretch myself out onto the sand. Having thoroughly marinated my body in seawater, naturally, the hair is lifted first because our locks retain more moisture, but gradually the rest of me surges up, up, like an angel. I rise higher, higher, smooth as the undulation of the tide until suddenly I stop. Why?
Why?
Because 15 minutes have elapsed, and you may go where you will, Monsieur de Guiche, their union is blessed.
There. What are you talking about? What? I recognize that voice.
Do you indeed?
I recognize that nose. Cyrano.
Cyrano. My only regret is that I couldn't hear them take their vows.
Their vows? Who?
I expect he means us, Monsieur le Comte.
This charming couple, my son, united at your request.
You.
Good evening, monsieur.
And you, mademoiselle.
No, madame. Madame de Neuvillette, united at your request.
I see. Charming. But now, madame, it's time to bid your beautiful new husband farewell.
Farewell?
Gentlemen, your regiment is decamping at once. Run along and join them, both of you.
Decamping?
To besiege the city of Arras.
But the royal guard has not been called up.
Oh, indeed it has. Here are the orders. You shall have the honor of delivering them to your comrades, young man. Immediately. The wedding night will have to wait a few months or years.
That is a wound I can live with.
I don't understand anything that happened here tonight.
Roxanne, your lips just once more.
Let's go, Christian.
It's unbearable to leave.
Let's go.
Cyrano, brother, I confide him to your care.
I'll do what I can.
Promise me that he will be careful.
Careful at the front.
Promise me that he won't catch cold.
I'll lend him a blanket.
And that he'll be faithful.
He's just taken a vow to do that.
And that he will write to me every single day.
That I do promise. With all my heart. Roxanne!
God damn those snipers, whichever side they're on.
Death in hell. What now?
Dutch boots! Who goes there?
Bergerac!
Halter, I'll shoot! Identify yourself!
I said Bergerac, you numbskull.
Thank God. You're late, but you're alive.
Lebray, you'll wake all these Gascony heroes.
Well, it's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. Risking death every day? For what? To send a love letter.
I promised he would write every day.
Another day.
Nourishing sleep withdraws her breast. I know what my babies will yell now.
I'm starving.
I'm dying.
Can't move.
My kingdom for a sirloin of horse.
Achilles hid in his tent until they showed him respect. I'm going to hide in mine until you show me a potato.
Or even a radish.
Cyrano, get back out here. Either cheer them up or give them the last rites.
What's the problem, soldier? What's wrong with your foot?
Something fell on it.
What?
my stomach.
Well, we're all in the same condition. So
fed up with it. Good. Feed your courage with your anger.
I've forgotten what my teeth are for.
To snap at the enemy.
My belly never stops rumbling.
Well, the Spaniards will think we've captured another cannon.
I keep thinking I smell kidneys sautéed in oil.
It's only your brain boiling inside your helmet. Seriously, Cyrano.
What can we sink our teeth into?
Seriously? Here. The Iliad. The Odyssey. Devour my whole library.
Books. I'm starving.
Is that the only tune your bellies can sing? Bertrandu, you were a shepherd in that other life. Take out your fife now and shame these faint hearts with a song from our native countryside. A sweet tune rising and circling like smoke from a tall Gascon chimney. From the fire which Mother builds every day at dawn. There. There is our soul again. Listen. It is your hillside, your earth, your forest. Your younger brother, sunburnt under his red woolen cap. It is the green solitude of nights you spent beside the Dordogne. Listen, my countrymen. This is our country calling.
Now you've made them cry.
I've made them remember, Le Bray. It's a nobler pang than hunger. The hunger of the heart.
Who goes there?
Oh, dear.
What is it? It's Le Guiche.
Oh. Our supreme commander.
The supreme twit. Monsieur de Guiche. Phony.
God's ribbons.
No more complaints. Sit down, relax, smoke, play cards. And I will read de Cac. So, how are the bawling calves of Gascony today?
Ready for combat?
As always.
Can't wait to get at it, right, boys?
Right.
Well, my spies tell me a fresh attack will be launched today. Before lunch.
Today?
For today, you must simply hold them off. The Grand Marshal should arrive soon with reinforcements and with the supplies we've been expecting. For those who are still alive to enjoy them.
And we are supposed to hold the Spaniards off for an entire day, Monsieur le Comte? My little regiment alone?
That is correct. Even if it costs every one of your lives.
I personally volunteered you, my fellow Gascon. I would not send my friends into such a firestorm, but you have made it abundantly clear that you are not my friend.
Monsieur, we will never forget we owe this opportunity to you.
Exactly. You love these odds, don't you? 100? Perhaps 200 to 1? But it is my pleasure to offer you distinction. Or extinction. Prepare yourselves.
My brothers, what luck. The flat of Gascony bears 3 chevrons, blue as our native sky and 3 golden as the sun. Today we will crown those with a 7th. Red as Gascon blood! Christian, wake up.
I'm awake.
You don't look it.
Roxanne.
I know.
If I could only say goodbye. If I could tell her all that's in my heart.
Look, you have told her.
Let me see. Cyrano.
What?
This word is smudged.
Smudged?
Yes. With tears.
Of course. I must play the role of lover to the hilt. I'm sure you'll agree it's a very moving letter. I had to weep a little to lubricate your farewell.
My farewell?
Of course. Not that it's so terrible to die, but never to see her again. That is a torment which you can scarcely...
Let me see that again.
God's horses! Who goes there?
What goes there?
A carriage! Where's it headed?
Straight for us!
Flying right through the Spaniard.
Spanish trick! God's bullet! Somebody shoot at it!
Fellow, a message from the king!
A message from the king? How do I look?
Well, that's it, boys. Hats off. Hip high.
God, the king's messenger should be greeted by an unkempt cadaver like you.
Pray welcome to the camp.
Salute the king's emissary!
Good morning.
Dear God.
You, madame? With a message from the king?
From the sovereign of sovereigns, his majesty, love.
Roxanne, what are you doing here?
Your little siege lasted too long. I got bored.
But how...
Don't worry, I'll tell you everything.
Madame de Nivellet, you must not stay here.
Oh, but I must. Did you see, boys? They shot at my carriage. Isn't it beautiful? It's so ancient it looks like the one in the old story. My fairy godmother made it from a pumpkin.
But how did you manage?
I'll tell you, big brother. The army's path was not hard to follow. I simply went wherever devastation led me, wherever the land was scorched and the children homeless. I wish that every woman could see what I have seen. I tell you honestly, my friends, if this is the king's pleasure, I think you should all desert and come home with me.
But who let you through?
Who do you think? The Spaniards.
The Spaniards?
If I weren't surrounded by Frenchmen here, I might say that the Spanish are the gallantest men on earth. I smiled, and they just waved me on.
Oh, you don't need a passport with a smile like yours.
But somebody must have stopped you, surely. Must have challenged you.
Yes, several times. And I answered, I am going to be with my lover.
Your lover?
I know, I said my lover. Forgive me, Christian. If I had said, I'm going to be with my husband, the Spaniards would have laughed and turned me back.
I forgive you, but...
But what?
But you must go back now.
Go back.
Go quickly.
But why?
Because in a few minutes...
More or less.
Something not very pleasant.
It is going to happen.
You're going into battle? Then I certainly must stay.
Oh, no.
My husband is here. I'm not afraid to die with
Madame. Him. Madame.
Our supreme commander has chosen us to be sacrificed this morning.
Then the Comte de Guiche will sacrifice me, too.
No. I never intend...
Oh, don't take it so hard. I drove into this madness willingly. Every woman needs a little madness in her life.
You still have time to come to your senses, madame.
Never.
I'll be back shortly.
Now, take a closer look at the coachman, my comrades. Don't you recognize the Prince of Palates? The Archbishop of Appetite?
Gentlemen! Prepare to salivate.
Right. Has become a coachman.
The Spaniard was sharp-eyed, but our true treasure slipped past his nose to give your bellies pleasure. Here, breast of peacock stuffed with truffle.
What happened, me no maker with empty belly?
Suckling pig stuffed with quail, sausages, cheese, and red wine to enrich the blood, his white to pixelate the brain. And look, the handle of my whip is pure bratwurst.
Oh, what if we must die? God's teeth will smile and sing to the last moment. Yes, we are all fed tons of Gascony.
Why are you crying?
It's too good.
Oh, nonsense. Are you drinking red or white?
Oh, more bread.
More gravy.
Play another drumstick.
And for you, my beloved.
Tell me, why are you here?
I'll tell you everything in a moment.
It's the geese. He's coming back.
Look out, comrades. Hurry now. Everything out of sight.
Good. Now, are we starving again? Excellent.
Very well.
What smells so good?
I come to your window.
What the devil's wrong with you, LeBron?
Wrong? Nothing in the world.
Very well. When the Spaniards attack... Was that a belch?
What?
As I was saying, I can spare only one cannon. That is all the cover I can give you.
Well, never mind. It's absolutely lovely.
It's the prettiest cannon in the whole world.
What the devil? I swear this whole regiment is drunk. But on what?
On the aroma of... Gunpowder!
Madame de Nivellet, your time is up. May I have your decision?
I'm staying.
Then you leave me no choice. Captain,
Find me a musket, now.
A musket?
I'm staying here for the fight.
Really? What happened? When you were looking the other way, you stumbled over your courage?
Or could there be a Gascon heart under all that lace?
Why should you stay?
I have never abandoned a woman in danger.
Well, in that case, boys, let's give him something to eat.
Did you say...
Go ahead. Eat.
You remember how, don't you?
Oh, cynical. Partake.
No. I'll fight better on an empty stomach. I'll be hungrier for Spanish blood.
Spoken like a true son of Gascony.
One of us, after all. See, my friends.
Young men of Gascony, the feast is over. The battle begins. All of you who are still armed with pikes, up onto the ramparts, on the double! Those of you with rifles, up beside them!
Madame, will you at least accept my escort to review the troops?
Very well, Monsieur le Comte. I'd be honored to meet these young heroes by name.
Very
well. Cyrano, what is it?
It's just in case Roxanne should speak about her letters from you. You must not act surprised if she... Well, the fact is, you wrote to her more often than you know.
What?
Sometimes before daybreak, I'd sneak through the enemy lines.
Uh-huh. Exactly how many times per week did I write? 3, 4?
More than that.
Not every day.
Exactly. Every day. Twice.
Twice a day. Obviously, you were enjoying yourself.
Shh. Don't break her heart. Tell her whatever she needs to hear.
Christian! At last.
At last. You can answer me. Why did you put yourself through such danger, such misery?
Don't blame me. Blame your letters.
My letters?
I smiled like a drunkard through the danger and the misery, and it was your letters which got me drunk. 2 letters every day for an entire month, and each one more beautiful than the one before.
So, for a few pretty words, you risk
a
your...
A few pretty... No! Let me talk now. It's true? I already adored you from that night when you hid in the shadows beneath my balcony. And in a voice I had never heard before, your heart penetrated mine. It was the same voice I heard in every line of those 60 letters. It was the same heart wrapping itself around me.
Enough.
I read them. I reread them. They made me weak. They made me strong. Each page was folded like a jasmine petal around your soul, and the fragrance of your love so real, so true.
So real, so true.
They drove me into your arms, Christian, my true husband. I came here to ask your forgiveness.
Enough, Roxanne.
I was blind. Your beauty pleased the child in me, but now the woman's eyes are open wide and I see only the greatness within.
Roxanne.
If all your beauty withered before me now, I would only love you more.
Don't say that.
I do say it.
If I were ugly,
I would adore you. Tell me how you feel. Now.
I will. Give me a moment.
What is it? Are you in pain?
Yes. Yes, for them. For my comrades. My brothers from Gascony are about to look death in the face. Go. Speak with them a little more. For my sake.
Yes. That is the soul I love.
Cyrano.
What now? You're pale as death.
She doesn't love me.
What?
She loves you.
What?
She told me I love only your soul. You are the soul she loves. And you love her too.
No.
I know you do. Tell her.
Never.
Why not?
Tell her. With this face?
She said if you were ugly, I would only love you more.
She said that.
Yes. You will tell her everything, and she will choose between us.
Don't be stupid. We're not children.
I'm sick of having your soul inside me. If we survive today, it must be as 2 separate men, both in love with her. I want to be her only lover, or no lover at all.
She will choose you.
God, I hope so. Roxanne!
I can't do this.
What now, husband?
Cyrano has a secret to tell you.
I love secrets.
Oh, it's nothing. Nothing you don't already know.
Where are you going, my love?
Into battle.
So that you may return to me a hero.
Yes, a hero. Goodbye, Roxanne.
Goodbye for now. Oh, I know he didn't believe what I just told him.
Did you tell him the truth?
Yes, that I would only love him more if he were...
Can't you bear to say that word to me?
What word?
Ugly. Even if he were ugly.
Even then. Has it started already?
Even if he were hideous.
Even then.
A freak? Disgusting?
Nothing could make him disgusting in my eyes.
You would still love him.
Even more, if that is possible.
Dear God, it shouldn't be so easy. Roxanne, in fact, there is a secret.
Cyrano!
Dear God.
What is it, cousin?
The end of everything.
Oh. Get out of my way! Please! Please! It's Joe! My love!
Swords, muskets, and sabers! Let's go! Let's go, children!
It's Joe?
King King!
It's Joe!
Fire!
My love!
She knows everything, and she loves you even more.
He's not going to die, Cyrano.
He gets no call. Sabre, step through them!
Look here, over his heart. Mother, for me.
The last one.
Forward now! Forward!
Roxanne.
He's dead. You and I saw him die. He was a great soul. A giant soul.
You know he was.
He was a poet. A soldier.
Yes.
And a sublime spirit.
Yes, Roxanne.
His heart was a sanctuary of honor, of generosity. Jesus. How can he be dead?
How can I be alive? He doesn't know that she's grieving for both of us.
Do you hear that? The trumpet of the Grand Marshal of Time!
Captain! Get home from Cyrano! Does something hurt? Death before surrender! Give me the banner, Captain! We shall die on our feet! Our corpses will not lie down!
Proud Gascony pride stands before you, eagles who blindly adore you, wolves to their pack ever true. We'll battle, but we'll never bore you.
Reverend Mother, I'm sorry to disturb your meditation.
What is it, my child?
I have a confession to make.
Oh, now?
Yes, it's urgent. Reverend Mother, this morning, after breakfast, I stole a plum from the pantry.
Oh, a whole plum? Very naughty.
But I only ate half of it.
Oh, I shall have to report you to Monsieur Cyrano this evening.
Oh, no, please. He will be merciless. He'll say, Sister Claire, you nuns live to eat.
No, but he'll say it so sweetly.
I know. Sister Mars says Monsieur Cyrano hasn't missed one Saturday visit in 10 years.
Closer to 15. From the day his cousin put on her widow's weeds and came to live among us here.
It was Monsieur Cyrano who sent her to us. He's the most charming man in the world, isn't he?
Yes, Sister Claire. I love him dearly.
I'm afraid he's not a very good Catholic. But we will convert him eventually.
Oh, if God wants Monsieur Cyrano's soul, he knows where to find it.
But every Saturday when I let him in, he asks me, "Did you enjoy your fish yesterday, Sister Claire?"
I devoured a whole side of beef last night.
When you believe him?
I know for a fact he often goes 2 or 3 days without eating a bite.
Why would he do that?
Because he is poor. Ah, Here is Madame Madeleine and her distinguished visitor,
the Comte de Guiche. Mm. He hasn't been to see her for months.
And you remain content to hide the fairest face on earth behind a black veil? Faithful to his memory?
Utterly faithful.
Have you ever forgiven me?
In the peace of this place, everything is forgiven.
And his last letter to you is still worn next to your heart?
So close that he must still feel my heartbeat.
And Cyrano, he still comes to call?
Every Saturday without fail. If it's nice, we sit beneath his favorite old tree there where you're standing. I work at my embroidery here and wait for him. The chapel bell begins to ring for 6 o'clock, and always simultaneously with the first chime, I hear his walking stick on the flagstones. I don't need to turn and see who it is. Cyrano is eternal. He makes eternal fun of my needlework, and he gives me his weekly report. Look, it's Nebret. Good afternoon, my friend.
He is not well.
But he's not ill.
I tried to warn him. He never eats. He's always alone. He speaks out and he writes, brilliantly, of course, about government stooges and religious hypocrites and corrupt generals and pretentious hacks. And he succeeds brilliantly in turning the whole world against him.
He never coveted riches. Don't weep for one whose wishes have come true.
Monsieur le Comte.
And truly, we shouldn't weep for Cyrano. He lived without compromise, free in his thoughts, proud in his accomplishments. Oh, yes, yes, I know. I have had everything, and he has had nothing, but he remains a man whose hand I would be happy to shake. Goodbye, madame.
I'll walk you to the gate.
Oh, Monsieur Le Bray.
Hmm?
Yesterday, I was playing cards with Her Royal Majesty. I overheard someone say, wouldn't it be nice if Monsieur de Bergerac met with a fatal accident?
Who said such a thing?
I don't recall, but I recommend that your friend stay at home as much as possible.
Well, so do I. He's as impossible as ever. He's due here any minute. I'll tell him, but God's pity.
Sister Claire, what now? Monsieur Ragueneau is at the gate. Oh, let him in, will you? Poor Ragueneau. He'll bring the latest tale of financial disaster and a change of profession. Hmm. Baker, poet, coachman.
Steam bath attendant.
Comedian.
Janitor.
Hairdresser.
Music teacher.
And none of them successfully. What occupation has ousted him now?
Madame, you won't believe that... Monsieur Le Comte, are you here too, Lebray?
Uh-huh. I'll be back in a moment, Ragueneau.
But my friend...
He'll be right back, I promise.
Lebray... You have to advise me. Should I tell her or not? I was on my way to see our mutual friend, but then I saw him come out of his house and start in the opposite direction. I ran after him and shouted, but he didn't seem to hear. He turned the corner. I turned the corner just in time to see him. Well, it did look like an accident to me. A servant opened the third floor window and threw down a log the size of a rafter which found its target.
The bastards.
And Cyrano? Well, I ran to help him to his feet. As I lifted him up, I saw a gash this long in his scalp.
He's not dead?
No, I had to carry him home.
So is he in pain?
No, but only because he's unconscious.
Well, you sent for a doctor.
Yeah, well, I had to tell him it's a charity case.
We must not spring this news on Madame Roxanne. What did the doctor say?
Well, he babbled. You know, they all babble. Fever, contusions, complications. I couldn't listen. I couldn't look Cyrano with his head shrouded in white. Come with me, Lupe. He could die on the spot if he tried to get out of bed.
We'll go this way, through the chapel. It's faster.
Monsieur Le Bray? Ragueneau? Strings? Where are they off to? Poor old Ragueneau has got himself into trouble again. Tomorrow, it will be October. How beautiful it is. Autumn lets the heart grieve without stifling the soul. Any moment now. 6 o'clock. Where's the red silk thread? 6 o'clock and past... I'll have to scold him, late for the first time. Sister Claire probably waylaid him at the front door. My thimble, I can never... Where is he? Surely he wouldn't cancel...
Monsieur de Bergerac is here, madame.
Yes, I'll have to scold him. 15 years of practice, cousin, and now you're late?
Isn't it crazy? I could kick myself. But it really isn't my fault. God's truth.
Whose fault is it?
I had a last-minute visitor.
Not another creditor, I hope.
Oh, yes. The most persistent of all creditors.
I trust you sent him packing.
I did. Ah, for the love of God, I said. Ah, it's Saturday. It's nearly 6 o'clock. I have a rendezvous I dare not miss. I told him, you'll have to come back later.
You may have to wait until tomorrow. I'm going to insist you stay for supper tonight.
Oh, this creditor will be waiting for me however late I return. Dear God, this needlework of yours is endless as the complete works of Rabelais.
But alas, not similarly stimulating.
the leaves. Mm. The exquisite depths of autumn.
Those over there are like Venetian gold, falling into the green canal.
And they do it so well. Such a brief journey from the dry branch to the ground. And how they strive to make that final journey beautiful.
Let the leaves alone and give me the latest news, your weekly report.
Of course. Saturday, the 23rd. Having eaten 3 gigantic aspics of rhubarb, the king took to his bed. They bled him with leeches, who were then condemned for attempted regicide, but later pardoned when the king recovered. Sunday, the 24th. The Queen's garden party was illuminated by 763 tapers of Dutch tallow.
Oh.
Our troops vanquished John of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
4 suspected sorcerers were drawn and quartered. Madame Clomio's poodle was bled with leeches.
Let's move on to Monday.
Monday, the 25th. Nothing. Tuesday, the 26th. The king and queen picnicked at Fontainebleau.
Mm.
Wednesday, the 27th, Madame de Montglas published chapter 83 of her latest romance. Thursday, the 28th, will the king pop the question to Madame Mancini? Friday, the 29th, Madame de Montglas published chapter 84. And Saturday, the 30th...
Cyrano! Cousin, what's happening to you?
Oh, what was I? Oh, Saturday. No, please, leave my hat alone. Don't interrupt the weekly report. Where was I?
Cyrano?
It's nothing. It's my old wound. The siege of Arras. Remember?
You were in pain.
If I say it's nothing, it's nothing. It's almost over.
I hope so. I know each of us must bear his wounds. Mine is here.
His last letter.
Bandaged with a page which is yellowed with time. But the smudges of tears and blood are still visible.
Remember, you promised that someday I could read it.
Are you sure you want to?
Yes, I want to. Today. And I may open it?
Open it? Read it.
Goodbye, my beloved. As I see death approach...
A little louder.
Yes. Yes, Roxanne. I think he will come today. My soul is so heavy with the debt of love I owe you. And now I must die. My eyes will never again drink you in and grow dizzy.
Go on. You read it well.
And grow dizzy with the taste of your gestures, the perfume of your smile. I have you in front of me now. And now it is time.
Don't stop.
It is time to say goodbye.
Go on.
My dear, my dearest, my most treasured...
Your voice.
Treasured. Treasured love.
His voice.
My dear, my dearest.
You are not reading, Cyrano. There's no more light. 15 years. You practiced this deception. You played so well the role of my amusing old friend.
Roxanne.
It was you.
No, Roxanne, not true.
Yes. That is the way my love spoke my name.
No, it was not.
It was always you.
I swear to you.
How
happy as it is now, all those letters, they were you.
No.
The voice from the shadows, that was you.
How can I convince you?
That giant soul was you.
I never loved you.
You always loved me.
No.
See, you cannot lie. It chokes you.
No. My dear, my dearest, my beloved, I never loved you.
Dear God, how could you do it? For 15 years you gave him credit for the tears which have sanctified that letter and my life. Your tears.
Christian's blood.
I knew it, Ragueneau. He's here.
Ah! God's thunder!
He has committed suicide, madame, to visit you.
What? Cyrano, what does he mean?
All these interruptions. I should have completed my weekly report. Saturday the 30th. While on his way to a rendezvous, Cyrano Savinien Hercule de Bergerac, done in by an anonymous assassin.
Done in? What's wrong with you, Cyrano? What have they done?
Behold!
Who did this?
Better on the field of honor than in the bed of age. As long as the blade that pierces me is a fine one. Remember Lebray?
Yes, sir.
But destiny has a nasty sense of humor. I am done in by a fireplace log tossed out the window by a scruffy footman. Struck down in a smelly side street. Never mind, life was stingy. Death is the same.
Oh, my friend.
Oh, don't cry so loud, Ragueneau. It's not poetical. And whatever else you have been, you have always been a poet. Evening prayers. Now that is appropriate. Most punctual.
Mother Marguerite! Sister Claire!
No! I need no audience but the three of you. By the time you came back, the spectacle would be over. I have only one more little speech. Or two.
I love you. Live.
Oh, that would ruin the story.
I have made you so unhappy.
You nonsense! You were my life's chair of softness. My mother flinched when she looked at me, and I had no sisters at home. I learned quickly that a lover's eye could only squint in my direction. At the very least, you have been a dear friend, who is a woman. A gown of silk and a white shoulder have passed through my life.
And there is your other pale beloved come to see you. Look, up there.
I see her. Good evening again, moonlight.
I have loved only one man. And lost him twice.
Le Bray, tonight I am floating up through this opalescent light. I don't even need any of my curious inventions.
You are floating up?
Yes, I promise you, I shall establish my own paradise up there, and I shall invite all of my friends who were also exiles on this earth. Socrates, Galileo...
No! I can't accept this! It's so silly, so ludicrously unfair! A great poet with a heart larger than all of ours combined to die such a tame little death.
Oh, that is Le Bray, my favorite thunderstorm.
My beloved comrade.
Proud Gascony's pride stands before. Oh, perhaps my simplest and most brilliant method of travel... I shall improvise.
What are you trying to say, Cyrano?
Science? Poetry?
In fact, Copernicus says, I shall improvise. A lover of science, a lover of verse, a lover of music, of combats diverse, traveler, dreamer, a reckless rhyme schemer. Love was his secret, his blessing, his curse. Now the grave beckons. It's senseless, he reckons, to cry, come back later, don't hurry the hearse. My dearest, I'll await you in that silver land. You see, the moon invites us with her velvet hand.
Oh!
Huh.
Oh, so, my creditor has hunted me down. I heard his marble summons. I sense his bill of lead. He hopes to take me by surprise, but I am on my feet! Sword in hand!
Cyrano!
What are you staring at, you grisly accountant? My nose! Yes, I know. You are more experienced in this battle, but I do not fight to win. No! The most glorious struggle is that which is doomed from the start. I see you've brought along your whole sordid crew, the Unclean Thousand. Yes, I recognize the regiment of my enemies. Each one, dishonesty. Lie down. You are dead. And you too, compromise. Prejudice. Corruption. Surrender. Never, never. Don't try to sneak away ignorance. Yes, I know. At the end of the day, you will triumph. It does not matter. I will fight. I will fight. I will fight. Oh, I know. You will leave me nothing. Neither the laurel nor the rose. Take it all, then. There is, however, one possession I take with me from this place. Tonight, when I stand before God, I will stand proudly and show him that one pure possession which I have never ceased to cherish or to share with all. And that is...
And that is...
My enormous panache.